Good morning. Ills winger Semi Radradra was due to face court yesterday in Parramatta on domestic violence related charges. Then there's also been a story out this morning that he has apparently signed with French rugby union side Toulon to go and play over there. Of course, leaving Parramatta facing these charges, we must say that he's innocent until proven guilty. But
why didn't he turn up at court?
Turn up at court yesterday. Do you reckon the NRL have him back? Will he go back and play in the NRL? I mean, these claims about him playing for Toulon are not confirmed. I mean, they've got him on their website, but his manager said
the official
there's no deal. Yeah.
Well, where there's smoke, there's fire. And look, Toulon have got form here. Toulon were the club that took Sonny Bill Williams when he walked away from the Bulldogs. And for them, this has been brewing for a long time. Not at one moment mid-year when all the Semi Radradra things started to come out and there were whispers about Toulon and all these different French rugby clubs. Nothing that his management said or that Sammy said convinced me that he wasn't going to eventually walk away. Mm. And now that it's happened, it's a big question for the NRL. Do they, because at the end of the day, if you sign a contract, right, a contract to go to a club, what they're effectively doing is signing a contract, but then suddenly someone offers them a bigger carrot and they go, oh, see you later, I'm just off.
Yeah.
You know, they've got to make a stand.
Absolutely. If a contract's been signed, you've got to go through with it.
For Parramatta.
Unless both clubs turn around and say no.
What about Parramatta?
Poor Parra.
Oh.
I think at the moment, boys, it's the NRL's, I think, leadership that's got to be severely questioned. I mean, it's...
Well, it has been.
I can't believe... Look, I know that everyone's entitled to 10 years of sporting chance and you only get
opportunity.
10 or 12 years where you can do something. But I don't know of any other code who would let two of their best players go on trial with another code like Tamalolo and Valentine Holmes while they're under contract for the NRL.
Yeah.
Semi Radradra's over in Fiji when he's supposed to be back pre-season training. Yeah. Someone's got to rule this game of ours with an iron fist. And at the moment, no one is.
But it's also, to be honest, I don't know of many other codes in the world that would go, oh, a guy's facing domestic violence charges. All okay, come back and play in the league like we want you. Exactly. Like, of course he hasn't been
convicted.
But at the same time, it's crazy. Well, he is at the moment, although he evaded court yesterday and that casts aspersions in your mind, doesn't it?
If you don't turn up to court, then there's why?
Why?
Most people who are not guilty, even the ones that are guilty, turn up to court.
Look, on what MG said there, MG's right. In this situation, if you sign a contract, right, an existing contract, I know a lot of people say, oh, yeah, but I want to chase my dreams to go elsewhere. Well, then don't sign a long-term contract.
That's right.
What might come up? Because if you look at the situation with Jared Hayne, fair play to Jared Hayne, fair play to Parramatta, he said, he resigned.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And he was not on the hook at all. Now, there's a thing that exists in all contracts where, for instance, another radio station can't try to entice you out of your Triple M contract. You know, you can't. And in effect, a lot of these NFL scouts are trying to entice Tamalolo and Valentine Holmes. Now, okay, understand it. It's the NFL. It's big and all the rest of it. But what MG says is true. You know, at the top of the NRL, maybe they should say, hey, guys, just firstly, you can go chase your dream.
Once
your club contracts are expired.
100%. Yeah.
Or is it the management saying, much is that dog, you're in the window. And up in the arena, for the clubs that have made them, a la the Sharks and the Cowboys, all of a sudden they come back after trialing inverted commas with NFL teams. Now they're 100 grand richer. If you know what I mean.
Well, it's happening right across the world in rugby league. We've got a situation where Chrissy Sandow was signed to Warrington.
Yep.
And he has just come home and said, I'm not going back.
Yep.
James Seguio now is the next guy that's done that. Now, if you sign a contract, if you're not confident that you're going to see out a contract, don't sign the length of it.
That's right.
The chasing of the dream, say in the NFL, for example, but also in French rugby union, is it the dream of like, I'm a child, it's a childhood dream, I want to go and fulfill my potential, or is it money? Like, it's one or the other. It's not both.
I think it is both, Em, to be honest with you. Absolutely. I don't think it's a childhood dream. I think it's a dream that they've seen Hayne, certainly in the NFL, and gone, I want a piece of that. And they also know that will equal a huge payday for them.
That's the biggest problem with the NRL, though. If they don't see the NRL, their home ground competition, as a place where they can chase their childhood dreams with a game that they've been playing since they're 5 years old, that's a massive issue.
Those blokes have done
league.
Everything they can in the game. That's what they're thinking.
Meanwhile, we're about to embark upon our biggest season probably of all time, and we still can't have our like John Grant's leadership's been questioned. The clubs won't, they're voting, no confidence vote against him for
it. Like, it's just at the end of the day, mate, if you've got everyone in the game who's got no confidence in you,
see you later.
Just leave, don't you?
We're going to follow this semi story, but it's very important. We're not going to talk about his innocence or guilt.
He's
got
to turn up in court before he goes
to anything.
That's the thing. You can't just go, I'm going to go to France and sign a contract even though I'm facing charges.
But it is worth going back to Sean Kenny-Dowell a couple of years ago. His name got dragged through the mud. He got called a wife basher. Even Premier Mike Baird got stuck into him before he went to court. Yep. He was totally exonerated.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's the same for Semi, but I think it is important to wait and actually see what happens.
Sean Kenny-Dowell went to court every time he was asked to. Semi's not hiding out somewhere.
He does need to turn up to court, yes, and we'll follow that story.